from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Pitching coach Tommy Hottovy of the Cubs wearing the blue pullover.
Tommy Hottovy, pitching coach for the Chicago Cubs.
You're transitioning from being a player to kind of getting into baseball. You take an online class, was it, at Boston U? Sabermetrics 101?
Yeah. Good, I was a finance major in college, and I had an economics minor. A lot of it was to, I'm going to refresh all my econ knowledge, and I'm going to do it in a baseball course. It's like one of the best things ever.
There's just a lot of trust there with Tommy. We know he's such a hard worker. He puts in all the hours and really, really knows what he's talking about when it comes to pitching.
Tommy Hottovy, breaking down the starting rotation and bullpen on the north side with Mullin Haw.
I'm here for one reason. I want to help these guys get better, and we want to win baseball games.
Tommy Hottovy on 670 The Score.
Tommy! Mullin Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Now joining us on the Aturo Tire Hotline is Tommy Hottovy. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Tommy, good morning. Great to catch up with you. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well, guys. Good morning to you.
Every win we look at, as this is the beginning of it, this is the big run. It was a really good game yesterday, and it was great to see you guys win. Now you got a chance to get a series. Now you got a chance to kind of build some momentum. Is there a general feeling that there is a last push here and you just got to get to it?
Yeah, I mean, I think we all understand, you know, we talked about it probably about a month ago, what lied ahead of us, you know, what was, you know, on the horizon. Just we knew we didn't take care of business, you know, earlier in the year when we could have, and we knew it was a challenge ahead. And I feel like guys are accepted of that, and I'm just like ready to come to work every single day and compete. And it's been a nice stretch, you know, like the end of July here since the break and then the beginning here of August, we've beaten some good teams. We've won some series against some playoff contending teams. We have the opportunity to do that against today. And that's what you want. I mean, that's the type of baseball you want to be playing in August. And you know, looking up at the standings, we're not where we want to be, but we know we still have an opportunity to continue to fight and work, and that's what you see from guys every single day.
Tommy, the numbers say your bullpen has been among the best in baseball since the end of June. There, it's in a constant state of flux, it seems, though. Mark Leiter Jr. traded. You bring in Nate Pearson. You're working with him. You get Julian Merriweather back. He struggled Friday, but then he comes back and he looks better. Porter Hodge is a name that a lot of Cubs fans have gotten to know well. How would you describe the metamorphosis in your bullpen and why it's been able to be consistent since the end of June?
Yeah, I think there was just so much inconsistency early. We had guys struggle at the beginning of the year that you kind of expected to be a big contributor, you know, or big contributors in the bullpen. And then you get injuries and you battle with that. You get young guys coming up. You start getting them on their routine as a big leaguer. And there's a lot of pieces that go into like building a good bullpen or going on a nice bullpen run like that we've seen. And I think it's just consistency of the group that we have. Our bullpen coach, Darren Holmes, Daniel Moskos, our assistant pitching coach, like guys just continuing to dig and find ways to help guys get better. And then you start to see that success. You start to see a young guy like a Porter Hodge pitching some more leverage, have success. You start to see his confidence grow. You start to see guys coming back, you know, that were hurt earlier, and you start to feel like you have more pieces again. And guys, you know, communicating well with each other, like helping each other get better. And it's just been a fun group to watch kind of grow as the year's gone on. And that's, I feel like, shows the strength of an organization when you can make adjustments, you can make changes, you can have moving pieces and still find ways to have continued success. And we know we're not going to have the level of success we've had over the last month and a half, like, you know, for an entire season, but it does show you the work the guys have been putting in. It's been fun to see them have that success over the last, you know, month and a half.
I'm curious, Tommy, as we talk about where you guys are at and how some of the pitching has been going, when you just take a second and think of Shota Imanaga, you know, we've decided that he's been just beyond human comprehension. And there's something about him. I don't know how to define it, but not only does he keep succeeding, but there's like this kind of enjoyment that he shows, this kind of showmanship, if you will, that makes it even, it's like almost an event now when he's pitching.
It is. People talk about it being must-see TV. It's a must-see game. It's why people packed the stadium last night to come watch, you know, two really good pitchers go head-to-head. And Shota's one of those guys I feel like you could just sit and watch, you know, eat lunch and enjoy it, you know? Like, he's just he, – we're so lucky to have him, and we're in – and it's been so much fun just getting to know him as a person. And I'll be honest with you, the person that he is on the field, his mannerism, the things he does, his personality, the same guy he is off the field. If you're going to, you know, introduce him to, you meet him one day, you introduce him to your family, he's going to be, you know, one of the nicest guys ever. He's just a joy to be around, a joy to watch. And on top of that, he's really good. He's a really good pitcher. So it makes our job and our life, you know, a lot more fun when you have a guy that is, one, fun to work with and very open to a lot of different things and then has elite stuff to kind of combat that. And I think what makes him fun is it's such a unique way that he goes about pitching, just because you see nasty breaking balls in the big leagues and, you know, high velo, and he's a smaller guy that throws, you know, low 90s, that has a fastball that rides and a split down, and that's what he's going to do the majority of the time, and then he mixes in the rest of it. It's just fun to watch him pitch and compete, and he does a fantastic job. And like I said, it's been a lot of fun to get to work with him this year.
Today feels like a big game, Tommy. You want to win this series, and obviously all of them are important. Javier Saad on the mound, kind of been more inconsistent since coming back from the injury than he had been before it. Where are you with Saad, and what does he need to do today?
Yeah, I think it's kind of been the tale of a couple games since he's come back. The first one we saw started off nice and then kind of hit that stretch where the walks came into play, wasn't getting ahead of hitters. And then the last start, he was doing a great job getting ahead of hitters. He just wasn't putting anybody away. And so I think there's just times for Javi that he gets ahead and then tries to go too extreme, you know, when he's in those like kind of 0-2, 1-2 counts, throw some non-competitive pitches. And this is a team today that we're facing that, you know, it's not a high punch out team. It's a team that has some slugs. So being able to get ahead and stay ahead and then get guys out in or around the strike zone late in the count, I think, is going to be important to Javi today. I think he's done a fantastic job of working on that approach over the last, you know, 10 days between these starts, packing the strike zone early, being more competitive late in the count, not having those crazy, you know, pitch count innings where it's 3-2 on, you know, two or three hitters. So I think that's important. Some early count outs, some early count strikes, really kind of keeping the pressure on this team. And then obviously just giving us a chance to win and turn it over to the bullpen with, you know, in a competitive game.
Tommy, you know, the report came out that Edbert Elzelay had his surgery and now is kind of rehabbing. How do you handle that sort of thing? Do you keep in touch with a guy like that who's down with an injury? Do you have a plan and you check in at certain points? How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, with anybody we have that's rehabbing, that's going to have, you know, a surgery, or it's going through an extended rehab period, like, we definitely, a lot of communication. Number one for me, I always like to check in with the guys periodically. I don't hound them, but I definitely want to check in, let them know we're thinking about them. Our training staff does a fantastic job of getting more of, like, the periodical, like, check-ins, making sure that they're feeling good and that they're rehab going well, that the schedule is communicated properly, those sort of things. And, you know, it's just you're gone but not forgotten, you know, kind of thing. And I think that's just an important way to do it. We know that's part of the game. You're going to have injuries. You're going to have guys miss significant time. And, you know, you don't ever want to see somebody have to go through that. And a lot of times we just want to check in, make sure they know we're thinking of them, answer questions. The majority of us as coaches have had our fair share of significant injuries and surgeries, so we can always offer some advice and guidance to guys who are dealing with those sort of things. But it's definitely important as a group to stay in contact with these guys and make sure they know we're definitely thinking of them.
What's the approach with Nate Pearson? Big arm, comes over, had some success, but then ran into some struggles. And I just wonder, when you look at him, we always say kind of almost casually, well, once the Cubs get him in the pitching lab, everything will be fine. Is there still that kind of confidence in that kind of approach? And with Pearson, what do you have?
Yeah, I think, you know, Nate's a very unique, like, case study. It'll be one to kind of follow, I think, as, you know, as this year continues to progress and then heading into next year. When you're such a high-profile draft pick, you know, he was kind of like pegged as the next big starting prospect over there in Toronto, and then you're with that organization for your entire career, there is just a certain level of expectation that you have to carry, like, your whole career. And when we talk about change of scenery, there's a lot of different reasons why change of scenery might be beneficial for guys. Maybe it's just, you know, things didn't go well, or, you know, maybe it's just a different set of eyes and see something that can help you unlock something. But I do think for Nate, just getting out of that environment where every time he pitches, everybody in Toronto thinks about the guy who, you know, they drafted that should be in the starting rotation. And I think this, you know, one, just getting Nate out of Toronto and letting him come here allows him to have the freedom just to be whoever he wants to be right now, be the best version of himself currently. I think we've definitely not closed the door on anything that we potentially could do in the future, whether it's starting or, you know, or back end bullpen piece, or, you know, high leverage middle reliever. Like, there's a lot of things that I think Nate has the ability to pitch into any one of those situations. And then just kind of letting him download what basically 7 years in one organization, what he learned, what he worked on, what he's been focusing on, what he wants to focus on now. And then obviously we have our thoughts on how we can continue to help him improve and get better. And a lot of times it's just simplifying the thought process with what you want to do, maybe slightly moving on the rubber to give yourself more room for your pitches to play. Maybe it's tweaking, you know, the usage a little bit. Like, you saw it the other night, use the slider a little bit more than he had before, just buying himself some more room. It's a really good pitch. So I think there's little things like that. We kind of have these initiatives that we want to kind of undertake early, and then more long-term goals that we'll focus on as the year continues to grow. But it's been fun getting to know him. He's been great since he's been here and continues to work and want to get better. And he's got a lot to prove, for sure.
You know, I don't know if this falls under your purview or not, Tommy, but I'm curious, you know, really since Wilson Contreras left, there's been this conversation about what to do with catcher, and that we've seen you go through some this year. Miguel Amaya is starting to hit better, and, you know, it's almost like maybe by the end of the year, if he can get on a roll himself, that he may answer that question. What do you think of him and what he's doing with the pitching staff? You'll always hear Kyle Hendricks talk about him.
Yeah, I mean, the guys love him. The guys love throwing to him. He's been fantastic with, you know, the game planning and prep leading up to, you know, each start, does his homework, asks the right questions, is approachable in game, which I think the pitchers really appreciate. He's a guy that, you know, it's not easy. So I told him this, you know, halfway through the season. I was like, it's one of the hardest positions, if not the hardest position in baseball. You have to be able to go out there and compete at the plate, come in and be ready for a pitcher. You could have just punched out on three pitches, and you might have a pitcher standing there waiting for you to come in because he would talk about how you want to start the leadoff hitter of the game. Like, that's not easy. You know, that's not easy to do. And I think he's been able to handle and navigate that, you know, tremendously this year. And now you look at the work that he's put in, the changes he's made on the offensive side, shortening the stride, you know, making it just much more compact swing, you know, less moving parts. Like, that takes work and time. So for a guy who's already in a position that requires a lot of your time, to be able to work and execute and make those changes in season is actually a really cool thing to see. Like I said, we've been really happy with Miggy. I know he's working his tail off. He's working to get better throwing. He's working to get better hitting. He's already a really good framer and game caller and sequencer. So, you know, it's definitely a really good opportunity for him to continue to grow as this year goes on. And obviously we'll see what the future holds. But, you know, we've been really happy with what he's been able to accomplish this year.
So, Tommy, this is the hardest question you'll answer today, but inquiring minds want to know. I've had a couple Cub fans ask me this. Why do you opt for the royal blue pullover and not the jersey? And are you in violation of any major league rule by not wearing a jersey when you go out to the mound?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I do like wearing the jersey occasionally. I've just always been a guy who likes wearing, like, the pullovers and likes wearing the different, you know, shirts that we have. There are no rules for coaches as to, you know, whether or not you have to wear a jersey or need to wear a jersey. I think it's more personal preference or coaching staff preference. You'll see some teams, I think the Braves, like, their entire coaching staff wears jerseys. And then you'll see other teams like, you know, the Pirates, like, no one wears jerseys. You know, I think we go through stretches like anybody. If I wear a jersey and we go on a nice winning streak, I'm probably going to wear a jersey for a while. And, you know, we were joking the other day because Ryan Flaherty, our bench coach, like, never wears a jersey. And the guys were hounding him on, you know, making sure he wears a jersey. And then we win that day. And we're like, all right, you got to wear the jersey tomorrow too, you know. So, no, it's more of a personal preference for me. I like the different styles and being able to mix it up.
Good answer. See, we know.
Yeah, you know, the NFL has, like, uniform police where they literally will fine people if their socks aren't right and all that kind of stuff. So it's a bit of a relief to find out that you don't have to deal with that. That would be awful.
No, as long as I'm wearing MLB, you know, licensed and approved apparel, which is there's a list of it, then I'm good. It doesn't have to be one specific thing every single day. So,
have you been following the Olympics for Dansby? Has he been following it? Has the team sort of been looking at the Olympics because of his wife's spectacular performance thus far?
Oh yeah, like we have the Olympics on, you know, nonstop. It'll be, you know, it's pretty fun, like, just being how close we are to Dansby and knowing that Mallory's over there competing, you know, and representing the U.S. And anytime the women's, you know, soccer team is playing, we have that on, and there's a bunch of guys around the TV kind of huddled around watching. But it's cool. Like, we'll have pitchers meetings, and it's like, hey, we're going to wait, and we're going to watch this women's 200-meter, you know, sprint on track and field first. It's going to take 22 seconds, and then we're going to get right back to our meeting, you know. It's fun. It's you know, the Olympics are a cool way to just watch different sports and sports you wouldn't watch for 4 years, and then you're dialed in on you know, men's water polo and things that you just haven't seen in 4 years. So it's fun. We definitely have it playing quite a bit, and it's been cool to see how well the U.S. has been doing.
Okay, got to ask you. You got Sunday off. Does that mean fantasy football draft? And if so, who's your first pick?
I mean, we've been talking about, we're getting close. The guys were a little disappointed that we didn't have our one and only ever really Sunday off day. like late September or, you know, mid-September when we can actually watch some football. But no, it's crazy having a Sunday off day. There's definitely been some discussions about how fantasy football is going to run this year, and guys are getting excited about that. But you know, for me, I'm so far ingrained and locked in what we got to do this year that you know I'll probably at the end just right. throw stuff together and still end up winning.
That's confidence.
That's the man. All right, great stuff. Appreciate it. Always fun, Tommy. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Tommy.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
That is Tommy Hotovy, the Cubs pitching coach. Great guy. That's funny stuff.
Yeah, he's funny. And I had to ask him about that jersey question. I've had it come up a couple times.
Really?
With Cub fans, yes. It's crazy. People wanted to know. I figured that was a Dustin curiosity as well.
I would like to know how he feels about a short sleeve hoodie.
Oh, boy. Well, he probably has an opinion on the football coach, if that's your point. hey, we got breaking football news. The NFL has fined both the Lions and the New York Giants $200,000 over that fight that broke out.
Oh boy.
How about that?
$200,000.
Yeah. They should fine the Lions $200,000 for not protecting Amon-Ra Brown. How about that? They seem to stand there and watch him get the hell beat out of him.
Yeah, I know.
All right. We'll be right back. It's Mully.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now. But later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In all Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score.
And now, the starting lineup for your Chicago Bears. California.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. One of the highlights, if you will, from Hard Knocks last night. It debuted, and they were trying to make the point that Caleb is as big a named athlete, as high expectationed athlete than we've seen since Michael Jordan. Which I don't know if that's accurate, but it's a cool idea.
And let's talk about that for a moment, sure. Then, because the intro definitely painted that picture and made that comparison. Mm-hmm. And I loved the music. It took us back to an era where the Bulls were a dynasty and Chicago was on top. And let's face it, we always have said this. If you are the quarterback of the Bears and they say are a championship team, sure, you own the city.
No question.
You own the city.
You own the city forever.
Forever. You are a legend forever.
No question.
We just came from Canton. We talked to Mike Singletary.
Yes.
Look at Jim McMahon. He was there. We talked to, obviously, Richard Dent, the Super Bowl MVP. You introduced him that way on the show on Friday.
Well, he is.
He is forever.
Jimbo Cover. I mean, you're so right
there. That's the context of this season. And that's the reason why Caleb Williams arrives with such fanfare. He is the first guy, I shouldn't say that, he is the latest guy to give us the idea or the hope that he will be the guy. I think, though, he is the most legitimate candidate yet.
Well, we have been looking for a long time to find who will inherit the mantle of the greatest athlete in Chicago, the best player in Chicago. We've waited endlessly for that to happen with the Bears. Certainly, we're still waiting for it on the Bulls. You know, you could argue that when Chris Bryant came up, there was the same sort of feeling as when Michael Jordan arrived. But that's
not the
that idea. I'm just saying, I remember, and Dustin probably remembers it too, but there were so many people that were watching minor league highlights of Chris Bryant and waiting for him to arrive. And then when he came, and of course they held him back over that dumb contract issue. And then when he finally got here, he did deliver, and he was everything you wanted from him.
Let's talk about superstars in Chicago sports since Jordan. Okay. Jordan left in 98.
Yes.
Sammy Sosa arrived. He was already here. I know you're shrugging, but Mully, let's talk about in the moment. In the moment.
It is a fair comment.
Since Jordan, Sammy Sosa was the next big thing. And then niche sport hockey. But Patrick Kane was the greatest Blackhawk ever in some people's minds, in my mind. They won 3 cups in 5 years. I know what happened after that. But we're talking about
Kane and Taves.
Kane and Taves. The impact on the market. The White Sox haven't really had that guy. They won a World Series without a superstar.
Right.
Frank Thomas was at the end of his career, but he would be a guy that
he was a superstar.
Had that kind of impact on Chicago sports.
Paul Konerko might have been the engine of that team.
He was the engine of that team. He was the brains of the outfit, but you know what?
Kinda,
he wasn't a guy that captivated somebody's imagination the way that Caleb Williams does can.
No.
So the Bears, well, we've been through this, all right? So 2006, they get to the Super Bowl.
Connor Bedard is here.
Connor Bedard is here now. Brian Urlacher, I was going to say, was the next other guy to offer as a possibility. Urlacher played defense, though. The quarterback does everything. He is the Connor Bedard of the Bears, or is Connor Bedard the Caleb Williams of the Blackhawks? I don't know. Whoever wins first wins. So this is the context, and this is what's so much fun. You see him handle himself in a way that he carries himself like a superstar.
I agree. I told you, it's like you know, supposedly when Bob Marley showed up in London and went to a meeting in the offices of Island Records, the minute he walked in, he was a superstar, and he walked in as such, and they gave him the contract, and the rest is history. But when you carry yourself like that, it's usually based on confidence that you built up over the course of. We have a feeling that this guy has been developed aiming for and is now arriving at where he's supposed to be, when he's supposed to be there, that kind of thing. The problem with it is when I heard Saban talk about expectations destroying quarterbacks, I mean, wow. that was a moment on that thing where you just, like, all of a sudden it was like, slow down this. I'm kind of driving around in Jalen Johnson's car. Yeah, I'm feeling good. Slow down.
I know. We all should slow down a little bit.
I know.
And I think that it's a good reminder, but when you watch that show and they dramatize everything and it doesn't, you know, it's not like a football game where you're watching and you know that it's early in the first quarter, or it's not like a football game. It's a television show. You're entertained. You're highly entertained. You're engrossed. And so you get carried away with images like that, and you get carried away with things that, you know, aren't necessarily logical at the time. We got to slow down, but it's fun not to be slow.
Texters are reminding us Derrick Rose.
It's a good reminder. You know, Derrick Rose is also somebody who was a local guy. Thank you, Texter. I think that's a really good one.
Multiple Texters.
Youngest.
First ever MVP. Youngest ever
MVP. And if not for April 28th, 2012, he would have been somebody that was an all-timer. You know, and he still may be a somebody. It's a fun debate I heard on the station the other day. You know, is he a Hall of Famer? I don't know that he is, but if he had stayed healthy and in Chicago, there would be no doubt. There would be no discussion. It would be planning the coronation, and would he still be playing now? Derrick Rose is a good one. So you had Sammy Sosa. You had Brian Urlacher. You had Derrick Rose. You had others that maybe were close. Now you have Kanan Taze. Now you have Bedard. I don't know that any of those, if Caleb Williams wins a Super Bowl as the Bears quarterback, he will exceed all of those previously mentioned people.
The problem, we got a texter yelling at us. I can tell a text yell that how can we be talking about this? The guy hasn't thrown a pass yet. And that is the crux of the problem. We didn't introduce this. That was from Hard Knocks. That was their introduction of Caleb Williams in that show, comparing him to Michael Jordan.
Yes.
And therefore, we are discussing this now.
That's why we're discussing it in the context of Jordan.
Exactly.
They introduced him Jordan style to America.
This is what I'm telling you.
They said, here's a glimpse of Chicago. They've got the next Jordan.
And in the same show, you had Nick Saban tell you how expectations can destroy a young player. So I really think that, as I said, you know, we're trying to hit the brakes a little bit.
So
we want him.
You're saying that Hard Knocks, that when they produce it, they decided, okay, let's toy with Chicagoans here. Let's raise their expectations and then tell them how invaluable it is to get carried away with them, because we're going to bring in Nick Saban now.
You know, as Dustin told us, there would be stuffed pizza. There would be, you know, some sort of Chicago thing. What's more Chicago than the Bulls? What's more Chicago than Michael Jordan on the Bulls? Michael Jordan, not of Chicago.
He's of
the world.
He's of the world.
And when he shows up for things, it's not in Chicago. He did show up in Canton.
He did. But he sat with the Colts. Chicago. But he sat with the Colts.
He sat with the Colts.
Does that count?
He can sit anywhere he wants.
Yeah, you know, he never sits in Chicago.
No, he doesn't.
When's the last time he was here? Now, if Michael Jordan were at the opener for the Bears and Caleb Williams, now that's something I think would be worthy of capturing on Hard Knocks and anywhere.
If Mike were to watch Hard Knocks and say, you know what? This kid's going to be the next me. I got to go there and pass the mantle. That would be awesome. But it would, again, force me to, like, grab my head and bang my head against a wall. Like, no, wait, let him play first.
I know. Look, I know. And I try less on the radio than I used to try when I was, I really do, because.
No, when you were writing.
When
it
I was
different.
Writing, it's,
yeah, I know.
I do feel like that was a more measured version of myself.
Yes.
And I don't know if I like that more or less, but
that's
I do think that it's interesting because I feel like it's easier to get carried away when you're talking about somebody and you don't have the benefit of 3 hours in a delete key. I'm just being honest and transparent here. We both have been in the situation.
That's fair.
So,
you know, the other thing is, like, when you write it, it seems like it lives forever. And the next thing you know, Olin is kind of texting you a story you wrote about Rex Grossman one time, and you're like, damn it.
Thank you. That's always in the back of my mind, sometimes in the front. So when you write something, you feel like it's more indelible. That doesn't make it right we're not trying to be more careless on the radio than we would be in writing or in digital or print, but it does.
You're more your personality, or you're
more prone to exaggeration, I think.
It's probably true.
And so I think I have been maybe a little bit overreaction because it's fun. And also, Molly, I think that this experience for me, this is our 6 years doing the show together. It's been great fun.
Is it really six
years? Yeah, 6 years. It's been tremendous. It's a privilege actually to work with you every day. But
it's my honor.
But the thing of it is that what I've noticed is that when I came here full time, I did go. I started becoming a fan more than I was when I was a sports journalist, so to speak.
Yeah.
And I think when you do that, you know what I mean.
Well,
for years as a newspaper person, you weren't allowed to be a fan.
Well, you're not allowed to be a fan. The other thing is, like, my natural cynicism has kind of prevented me from enjoying some things as much as I should.
Right.
Do you know what I mean by
yes,
that?
Yes, and like, my natural stoicism has allowed
exactly.
me to prevent things from
because
enjoying
we've seen,
things.
Because we've seen so many things, and some of them have gone pear-shaped on us.
Yes.
We're a little hesitant about some stuff that probably, you know, our instinct isn't to come up with, like, a Michael Jordan comparison.
Right. That's true, because you're cautious. You're
yes,
a lot more cautious.
Exactly.
But what this has allowed me to do, or not allowed me to do, but
yes.
what I've found I've done more of, is that I'll get a little carried away, like with the Cubs. And how many guys, Brandon has a tape, don't play it now, but all the guys that have arrived, and I was excited about the prospects and the debuts. And I do get a little carried away because I'm a Cub fan. Now, with Caleb Williams, I love everything about him as a player, as a person, as a future star.
Right.
So I will acknowledge that I probably am a little bit more hyperbolic in talking about his future than I would be typically, and I would have been 10 years ago.
That's fair. I also think that he's hit pretty much every note correctly at this point, and including, you know, the idea that he had a practice like he did yesterday. Like, there are incremental steps. You saw Flusie talking to him about levels of play, and you're stepping. That's what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a straight line improvement. It's sort of, he's at this level now. Oh, look, there he's at that level now. It's almost like you're going from floor to floor somehow, as opposed to just a straight line forward.
That's a good point. Yeah, I think that is an excellent thing to remember as well. I just think we're just going to have to be... check ourselves
yes,
as
right.
much as we can.
You're right.
Be
you're
honest
right.
about what we feel at the moment. And so, I honestly, when I watched Caleb Williams introduced Michael Jordan style last night, got a little excited about the season.
Texter says Jay Cutler. Man, when Jay Cutler came here, didn't you think with their defense and Jay Cutler?
I did. I took the bait.
I don't know how
but you
could.
Know what I did? I was also a newspaper columnist at that point.
That's right.
And I looked at the opposite, and I tried to be, I was a yep. Cutler guy, but also in the back of my mind was like, there's a lot of people that don't like this guy. There's a lot of people that are very cautious about his personality.
And you talk to a lot of them. You talk to people
yeah.
in Denver. And you know, a friend of mine from Denver asked me, do you know whether he's going to throw more picks or more touchdowns? And I thought, oh, well, he's definitely good. Wait a minute.
And then we were both there the day when he gave us our first one-on-one with Jay Cutler.
Oh,
and 10
God.
Minutes of flipping a water bottle without making eye yeah. contact told me, this is going to be a long tenure.
Were you first or was I first?
I was first.
You,
No. You were first.
I was first. And I just, you were going into the hallway.
Yes.
And I was walking out, and you were like, oh, that was quick. And I'm like, yeah, good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
It was,
and I was like, what do you mean? He's a Hoosier.
No, he was, yeah.
We're going to have that. We have that in common.
That was not a yeah. guy interested.
It was
in
not
the
a guy interested in much of anything.
Right.
So
it's
that
sad.
Was the first interview, and the last one he told me he was getting marriage counseling.
That's very funny.
Came a long way in nine
Is
years.
Is that right? The
whatever.
Last one he said that to.
Yeah, he did. We had a moment.
Good for you.
Did
you go see Santa?
No, that was Jeff George.
It's
a different Hoosier quarterback.
I know.
Molly, we want to switch gears here for a moment. Give our condolences. Paul McGovern, longtime Score and Mullion Hall listener, former teammate here at the Score, P1 guy. He's lost his mother. He lost his mother D last week. He's
yes.
a native Southsider, big Chicago sports fan, parishioner at St. Michael's
yes.
in Orland Park. Our condolences to Paul McGovern and his family for the loss of the beloved mother D.
Yeah, God bless you, Paul. God bless the family. We'll obviously saying a prayer for you and for your mom.
Yeah.
God bless you. It's a very sad story. He's a good man. It's Mully and Haw. It's Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh,
I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.